This is Earth and Sky. Scientists are now investigating how ocean temperatures in the North Atlantic might be linked to future droughts.
In recent decades, climate researchers have considered the Pacific Ocean, with its El Niño events, to be the main driver of climate in the western U.S. That would seem to make sense, since most storm systems come from west to east.
But what's happening in the Atlantic Ocean might be just as important, according to Greg McCabe, a physical scientist with the U.S. Geological Survey in Denver, Colorado. He and his colleagues analyzed over 100 years of data, the temperature and precipitation records from hundreds of weather stations across the U.S. McCabe found that drought patterns in the western U.S. are closely in sync with sea surface temperatures of the North Atlantic.
The statistics tell us that when the North Atlantic is warm, there's a good chance of drought over a large area in the United States. And what we've seen, at least over the past few years, the drought that we've been experiencing looks very similar to the drought that occurred during the 1950s, and the sea surface temperatures in the Pacific and in the Atlantic are very similar to the sea surface temperatures during the 1950s.
That's important because the 1950s drought in the southwestern U.S. was one of the worst of the 20th century. More about drought and our oceans tomorrow. Thanks today to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.